welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
La 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 la. Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's a little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they go to be classy, or if they're just a big old piece of triangles. Trash. Gotcha, sucker. Try it again. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement, being mocked while I do the intro. Of course, he's my boss, so I can't say anything. Aunt Tootie is upstairs, knocked out, passed out, hanging out, went day drinking yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. Got roofied.
Okay. She did it herself. drank at home.
She roofied herself at a bus station and came home. My co-host is coming at you from across the table.
Yeah.
CEO of Are You Garbage.
Never
got a little
heard
bit of a
him.
5 o'clock shadow right now. You did a little manscaping. You cleaned it up.
I
you got a little you got you made some things prominent.
I've seen you yesterday though.
You did this yesterday then.
Yeah, but before
or no,
I saw
you did this last night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Probably put on some Springsteen shaving in the mirror. Gang, it's KJ.
Hey. Hey, gang. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, even though that don't fucking matter anymore. Full video available on YouTube, and those numbers are...
True to roof.
True to fucking roof. And then, I would like to take a minute to thank the good folks over there at the greatest website of all time, located at 600 Townsend Street, Suite 500, San Francisco, California, 94103.
Send flowers.
USA, phone number 1-833-972-8766, patreon.com.
Woo-wee! Send them an edible arrangement, will you?
Buddy, they're getting a Christmas basket for me. That's all I know. A
couple of fucking Sherry's berries. Let them know you care.
We should send them a Christmas basket.
100%.
Yeah, fucking flex. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the web page.
You should fly down there and blow both of them. What are you talking about?
Hey, nerds. Thanks for the coding, all right?
Holy shit. And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the old magic man, makes us all look good. The pride of the Chicago comedy
Chicago.
Scene. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What up, dudes?
What up, Tobias? Mike's off, lunched it already. Thanks for coming in.
Just in your headphones, still in the recording. T-Bone's still on the board.
Very nice, gang. This is a family episode. We're already giddy. We're already having a good time. We're here to answer your questions. As you know, when you sign up for Patreon, you'll get a question read on the air.
Yeah.
KJ's people have let me know there's a bit of a backlog. KJ is a very busy man, and we will get to all of them.
Sure.
And that is what we are here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, when we started this podcast, thought we were doing a bonus episode.
Really?
No idea.
You don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I've equated to you're the bear that I've trained to, you know, I've trained to ride the bike, and it's going to fucking snap one day on me. I'm going to get fucking, you know.
One day he's going to eat you.
Yeah. He's not going to think I'm funny, but like a couple, he's just going to turn, look at me one day, fucking take a bite out of my neck.
If you did that, I this sounds fucked up, but I would take their teeth out.
What?
If I would never just have a bear.
You get him a set of dentures. Looks like a dude.
Just get him regular teeth. Give me a fighting chance.
Hey, Busey, get over here.
That'd be fucked up, but that's pretty funny. A bear with regular
teeth.
They've
done that. They've like
what?
Photoshopped it. They've or given it to dogs or something. There's a thing on the online of animals with human teeth. And also Buscemi eyes was a big one, which I kind of have, by the way.
Hey, you got a little Buscemi in you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ninth
thing's
cousin.
Called jaundice.
Ninth cousin, once removed.
Yeah. Also, I want to shout out, at this current moment, I believe we're in the middle of a merch drop. It's a little piece together, but go buy some fucking merch, folks.
Yeah, check it out, man. Some cool shit
some
over there.
Some hot tees. And hoodies.
Hot tees and hoodies.
And undies.
Right for
we could do really? A pair of undies.
Ooh, pair of panties.
I'll send you a pair of my old sheets.
Throwing the socks for free, huh? Could be his little piggy socks. You slide them off when you're on the couch. You're sitting there. Do your little feet slide off the sockies?
They typically come off early, early. My pants come off right away. The jeans, I'm not laying down in jeans. That's like, you feel like a cowboy.
It's cowboy shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's Jingle cattle jack. Rustler.
Yeah, jeans come off right away. You typically change the tee. I got an indoor tee that I rock.
Really?
A couple days a week.
You got a nightshirt?
Yeah. Jesus. Real soft.
Like an Ebenezer Scrooge over here.
I was walking around
matching
with a candle.
Hat. Yeah.
I would have kicked those back in the day for sure.
The
long gown and the fucking and the sleeping hat.
Sure.
Oh man.
Yeah.
How cold.
You and your family all in the same bed like Willy Wonka.
All eating chocolate bars.
Yeah, all head to toe.
How cold was it back then?
Oh yeah.
We're having a good time.
We are. Also, I'm glad to see the Hawaiian or the palm tree shirts out of rotation, but this thing's been bumped up in the rotation, making heavy appearances the past couple of episodes.
Brought this kid up from the minors last night.
Yeah, he's throwing heat.
Three-way
off.
Trade with Detroit. This thing ain't going anywhere.
No, that thing.
It's got it's got a fresh patty wash on it, too.
Yeah.
That's like 2 months.
How fresh, though? She when you were down there.
She did it on Sunday.
Okay.
And I didn't wear it until I put it on for the first time yesterday. But when she does it, I don't know what it is. It smells good for a month.
It's the menthols.
She puts a little skull in every wash.
Sprinkles. Chief support in there. Is that what it's called? Chiefing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, chiefing it, yeah.
I like that it's the combo. It's like biscuits and gravy. It's making a new dish out of two
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do.
Take two classics.
It's interchangeable. It's like a super group.
Yeah.
One last big hit right off into the sunset.
Man, you are something
It's interchangeable. I'm interchangeable.
But then change for once, will you? God damn. I feel like I'm doing a podcast with a cartoon character.
I wish they sold double-sided T-shirts. That'd be awesome.
What?
Like it's brown on one side and black on the other.
Okay.
Like a belt. Irreversible.
Irreversible? Oh, man.
Can't take it off. What the fuck?
Let's get into it. We got a handful of hot Patreon questions to get to.
It's what we love.
The
homies, as we call them.
The homies. Shout out to the homies. This one, you know, we play by the honor system over there on Patreon. Like we said, we're all homies. You know what I mean? So we play by the honor code. I say, hey, let me know if you haven't had a question mark. Because there's thousands of Patreons. I don't have like a fucking Excel spreadsheet. Of going like
I'd be lying every time.
Well, this one is in asterisks. Haven't had a question. This is from Sausage and Peppers. It's haven't had a question read yet. Ever lied and said you haven't had a question read on AYG Patreon discussion board in order to increase your chances of getting said question read on the window or on the episode or just change your Patreon name? I respect the hustle, but come on.
The change in the Patreon name is psycho.
That's chestnut checkers. I'll give you that. Yeah. You get me. I'd like to go down in a good ruse from time to time. You know what I mean?
Call up and tell you their cousin.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll allow that. But honor system moving forward, folks. Honor system.
Look at you putting a stop to it, huh?
Yeah, this is from Nick. Never had one read. Have you or anyone in your family ever reposted the post on Facebook to say repost this and you'll receive riches in 24 hours? Everybody's got an aunt who's in a chain email.
Well,
or whatever.
Here's the thing. Back in the day, that was science, not magic.
Sure.
You know, 5-6 years ago on Facebook, that was the real deal.
Uh-huh.
There was also something else if you tag three people or what was that one little scam going?
They were all going around.
Tag somebody or tag nine people. Remember when people were nominating people for shit?
What?
Yeah, they were
the ice bucket challenge.
Well, yeah, the ice bucket challenge. That was a nice good thing. Yeah. No money coming in from that, though.
you weren't seeing any.
I did one of those.
Did you?
Yeah.
When? No, you didn't.
I did it during the pandemic, yeah.
Dude, that's a great question. Did you do the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
They raised a lot of money.
Wait, first of all, the ice bucket challenge was going on like a decade ago, not during the pandemic. What are you talking about?
Maybe right before the pandemic.
And dude, we were doing the Center City Comedy Podcast at Point Break on 42nd or 48th Street when the fucking ice bucket challenge was happening.
Right, maybe it was the warm water challenge.
Maybe my hot water heater was out. I don't know.
Just being filmed, taking a cold shower.
What up, Facebook? They just shut off my gas.
9 shares and maybe Pico will turn it back on. Man, you're a bizarre.
Yeah, I've shared those.
I never did, but there's definitely family members in my immediate and extended family. When you go to their page, it's a lot of, they still think it's like black magic, you know. There's a shared it. What I
Facebook
get,
has become a mental institution.
It's all of our parents are just running crazy on it.
They came to the party and they fucking ruined it.
You know what's big? My stepdad's big on the, you know, these heroes died for this country. 99% of people who see this won't reshare it. And he just shares it like 100 times. And I'm like, this guy's fucking. I'm like, dude, these numbers are juiced, all right? Let me see the data that says 99% of people scroll right by this.
Think I'm scared to share it? I'll share it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, I'll prove you wrong. It's a lot of my family's tonality on Facebook is come get it. You know what I mean? These colors don't run.
You got a don't tread on me cover?
Yeah, there's a...
Dude, Grim Reaper on a Harley meme.
Yeah. It's cooking over there. A lot of Punisher flags. Woo-wee! Yeah. That Facebook, that gets wonky. That gets real on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah. That party's over.
Well, yeah, turn the lights on. The old people, they're all just, you know, exchanging meds and stuff. They're all fucking hopping.
My mom doesn't even, she speaks in like broken English when she makes a comment.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful children, lovely day.
It's all sentence fragments.
What the fuck? Yeah. Sound like a dumb robot.
Yeah.
She's got no picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's still the question mark.
Fucking Carmen Sandiego over there.
Yeah. That's
real shifty.
They've never gotten it, and the parents just use it for commenting on kids and sharing memes that they think, you know, will save the world.
My dad looks up trains on it, too.
Real cool guy.
Buddy, you got to get over. You got to see this shit.
I caught him one day just watching trains, like local trains on YouTube. He's like, that's right over here.
Oh, man.
It's like, look out the window. That's what they're doing on there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts. Not a lot of people in my family understand Bluetooth or streaming. So, like, anytime there's, like, a, you know, we're all hanging out having drinks. Because my family boozes. I don't know if you saw them at Helium, but they booze pretty heavy. And instead of just putting on, like, it'll be, like, the younger kids. Like, oh, we have, you know, like the generation my age and even younger. Like, oh, we have Spotify or Pandora. We'll throw on, you know, the Rolling Stones or classic rock and just let the channel play. And it's always like three uncles passing back like a bootleg iPad, playing like one song at a time on YouTube. And then like they can't find, you're just like,
go to Sunset Mix.
Yeah.
Put on Sunset Mix.
And then
it's good.
You know, it's always bad when they're yelling at the other guy what to type in. You know what I mean? Rolling Stones, give me. And you're like, ah, just fucking. It's typically the third one down.
They put a TV up in my old bedroom. It's a TV that we keep in the sunroom in the summer and then bring it upstairs in the winter.
Yikes. Yeah, you got seasonal TVs. That is no bueno.
When the patio's closed, what's the point? But it's a smart TV, and when you go to the
is it on one of those carts like when you would watch a movie in junior high, they wheel it in? The AV cart.
Dude, remember how heavy like regular TVs were back
then? Dude, I remember when I'd move out of place, I was just like, I'm leaving the TV. It's like,
keep the Sony.
Yeah, there was TVs I had in college where you had to have another guy help you with it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get your arms around it.
Two-man job.
Heavy.
Plus, you throw steps in the mix.
Woo!
You're looking at a fucking ankle ripper.
Yeah.
But anyway, it has all the apps there. Like just
on it.
If you have a subscription, you know how it works. She thought that.
Hey, I'm not looking at trains over here.
She thought that she was. Don't listen to him, Daddy. I love you, buddy. She thinks that all the apps are like all paid. Like I didn't pay for them.
She thinks she's,
delete that. I didn't pay for them.
She thinks she's getting screwed.
She thinks she's getting screwed. I know it.
My mom is
ripping the cable out of the wall,
throwing the circuit breakers. Cut the power to the mainframe. I ain't paying for Roku.
What the hell is Tubi?
Yeah.
Get this off.
My mom's real big on the, if I, when I'm home, I'll rent a movie. I'll throw on like the Five Nights, like an on-demand movie.
I do that now like it's nothing.
Which, she still looks at it like it's a life insurance policy when it comes in. Meanwhile, she's still paying for like AOL and shit. I'm like, yo, toots, let's cut the fat. Let me watch fucking, you know, The Inside Man or whatever.
Trying to get the town on.
Yeah. It's on Netflix right now.
Big damn. Oh, yeah, it is.
You know what I watched last night? Is that a bad piece of business?
The Town.
the 18th time.
It ain't. It's awesome.
Oh, it's great.
You gonna say The Irishman?
No, a great...
The Departed. There's four movies Kimmy likes.
American Gangster.
Oh, come on. Fucking fantastic.
Really? I mean, obviously I've seen it before. I'm not bragging here, but I threw that on last night. I was like, I'll throw on something slow, so I'll go to bed. I had to get up early. I had to move the fucking car. 7 a.m. they got me.
Yikes. I rolled the dice this morning. I was at a 7:30 spot. Said, fuck it. Came out. No ticket.
Woo! Well, 7:30 for me, though.
Take that, de Blasio.
It's for loading for the supermarket. And those guys, if you're in their fucking spot, come 7:30.
Case of cabbage on your hood.
Yeah, and you jam up the whole neighborhood. Because now there's a tractor trailer in the lane block jamming everything up.
Smash your windows out with a baguette like the fire department.
Fucking yuca through your windshield.
Yeah.
Shout out to the yuca fry, by the way. Kippy didn't like that.
No, I'm not a big yuca fry guy.
You're nuts.
No, I'm pretty sane.
Well, crazy.
Yeah.
Cubans can take over right now. I'd be all right. So the Cubans can take over right now. I'd be all right.
Sandwiches?
As long as they're coming.
All right. This one's from Jack. Bit of a dinger. Ever smoke a cig when you're sick?
Fuck yeah. It's talk always, about hitting different.
Oh, dude, there's always the thing, too, of like...
Shot a NyQuil and a Bernie?
Sometimes you push it, you're like, I know I shouldn't do this. Like, or you either wait too long, like you wait, and then like the next day, that one's great. To the first one back.
Oh, man.
First one back's typically really good.
Coming out of us, when you start feeling better after feeling sick, you feel almost like superhuman.
Because you're going, I'll never feel just even neutral. Like when you're like really in a lot of pain, you're like, yeah, I would give anything just to be able to, you know, if you're if I got strep throat or whatever, I'd give anything to swallow and be able to eat.
I remember like 3 or 4 winters ago, we had a really bad winter and I went down to Lansdale to do a show. I got super sick. And ended up being laid up at my parents' house for like 5 days downstairs in front of the fireplace. Dude, I felt like fucking Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven when I came out of that. Fucking had a blanket on me, walked out. Uh-huh. It was like snowing outside. Had a smoke on the back. Everything's going to be different from now on. Holy shit.
New lease on life. Yeah, that's that cig. But it's like a scab. Sometimes you go too quick and it really jams you up.
Oh.
If you peel it too quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like... Bruh-huh! Like, that just sent me back 3 days.
You got a half a bottle of Robitussin and some DayQuil in you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be swerving.
Mm-hmm. The DayQuil, always.
Woo!
It's like, you're not sick, but it's like, now I'm fucking, I'm begging for change on the train.
Oh, shit.
That thing moves quick.
You got to eat something with the NyQuil, otherwise you're fucking just cruising.
Hey, gang, as you know, we are big fans of Helix over here at AYG, and Helix has left the bedroom and started making sofas. Called All Form Sofas. All Form Sofas are fantastic. It's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You pick your fabric, the color, the size, the leg color, the shape, whatever you want, they got. They have armchairs, love seats, sectionals, the whole nine yards. Also, it's delivered directly to your door with fast, free shipping. And if you've been trying to buy a couch during the pandemic, it takes months and months and months for stuff to get delivered, but not with All Form. They're sending it right to you. And if you get a sofa without even trying it in a store, sounds a little risky, but you don't need to worry because you get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it or not. They were nice enough to send one to us in the studio, And I put it together by myself in about, I don't know, like 30 minutes. The whole thing just screws together, snaps in. It's easy peasy. Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/garbage. One more time. That's allform.com/garbage for 20% off. Do it. It's the holiday season's here. Let's talk about Manscaped, baby. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new ultra-premium body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Also, do not forget about the Lawnmower 4.0, the electric trimmer. Proprietary advanced skin safe technology to reduce cuts on your own nuts. As you know, I used to go traditional blade and cream like an asshole, but that's not it anymore. They sent us these packages, and I swear to God, they are fantastic. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code garbage at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this season. Ladies, get it for your guys. Guys, get it for yourself. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You get 20% off and free shipping with the code garbage at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code garbage. Clean up your nuts. Make Santa proud this year. Manscaped.com, promo code garbage. Do it.
Oh, fuck. That's fucking good.
Good question.
This one is from Adam, new Patreon. First question, did or do your parents have any religious commemorative plates? And if so, of who? Like the Pope or anything? We have a lot of the, it's like that, it's that dirty Irish shit, like the Irish blessing plate, the, you know.
Yeah,
we have that. Like, yeah. We have that shit.
Yeah, we got
that. We have all
stuff.
Of that, or like, you know, something with like fucking St. Patrick on it. Or
we might have had a Pope John Paul picture up somewhere back in the day.
Was more of a Pope Sean Paul kind of guy. Just give me the light. You don't know who Sean Paul is, do you?
No, but I get the idea. In my brain, I just use Shaggy.
Yo, that works.
That works.
See? That's who I cast. I got the picture.
Give me a Sean Paul type, will you?
Put it up in backstage. We need him.
Oh, that's funny.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, no.
But we had a lot of crucifixes. We had a lot of palm. Palm was big.
It was always like, you'd put it like in a...
Above the door.
Above the door, we would do like, it would like stick it in the corner of like a...
Yeah.
A picture or something. Like, it would be like hanging there, I guess.
I hated going to Mass. That was the only Mass I went to, or not went to, but like wanted to go to. I wanted to get my hands on that palm.
Why?
Keep the demons away. Oh, what do you mean?
There wasn't one Mass I looked forward to going to.
Oh,
ever.
They had me on the superstition stuff pretty good. I was walking.
They still have you.
Walking around cornfields
with
that shit.
You do this if you have a bad thought for fucking 20 minutes. Knock away the bad guys. You're nuts.
Chase the scaries away.
Yeah. But yeah, we never had like super overtly religious stuff. I don't think. Yeah, no. You know, pictures of whatever from time to time.
No altar or anything like that?
No poor box? No.
You go around to those baskets,
yeah.
Shaking everybody down for some change.
That's like my mom says, like, we'll be talking. She's like, I'll say a prayer for whatever, you know, like, I'll say a prayer. I've been praying.
They've been working out. Let them keep
it's
praying.
It's always like, I got Aunt Patty praying too. Everyone's praying.
That's
everyone's
a good one. Get Patty, get Andrea, get everybody praying.
Sometimes she goes to me, you should say a prayer. I'm like, you know how far away I am from saying a prayer, lady? It's a fuck it. I mean, you got a better chance of me fucking, you know, praying to the devil.
Switch it up a little bit. Huh?
All right, this one's from 1-2. Ever go to a casino in the morning? That's a tough look. That I never thought about that, but that hits different.
Never.
Well, dude, if you're walking into a casino and it's light out.
No. Well, there's eggs cooking? No. That's fucked up. You got a problem.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Uh-huh. That's no. Like, we've been in AC a decent amount, and even that, like, just the vibe, the 10 square blocks around a casino in the morning.
Oh. Not a good hang.
No, it's
no.
Tough. It's people coming out, people going. You're like, whoo, it
people
ain't good.
People just getting there. It's and you're thing- not on a good trip if you're arriving at 8 in the morning.
Sure. I guess it's one thing if you're checking into the hotel for the weekend or something. I can kind of
check into 3. What are you doing?
Early check-in, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. I can relatively get that if you're like, if you flew to Vegas, you land, it's light out, you go check in, you're like, oh, I'm going to hit the tables. That's a little more destination. But if you're just driving to a, if you're driving to a casino and it's light out, that's bad.
Let me ask you this. Are you an early check-in guy?
It
should be noon.
Yeah, but then checkout would be fucking 9 a.m.
No, it should be noon the next day. You get 24 hours.
Yeah, but then how are people going to, how can check-in be at noon and checkout be at noon?
Why
they
not?
Have no time to clean the rooms, you bozo. It's to give them time to clean the rooms.
Okay.
And then the second it's done, it's like 3.
Well, they should switch it then. Check in at noon, check out at 3.
How's that work? Now you're there for 27 hours. Man. Then we got to split the room with the guy for 3 hours?
Hey,
from noon to 3, Ted's coming in.
Tell the Petersons to hit the ice machine on the way up. Yeah. Grab a couple of towels.
Yeah, no. I trust me.
I love an early check-in.
I've tried cracking the code a bunch.
I love
it. When
early
I'm checking
check-in.
Out of a hotel, I'm like, why the fuck? This is bullshit, but it's just the way it is. That it sucks. But I mean, most places are 11. If your checkout at 10 is at 10, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. Figure out how to clean the rooms from 11 or 12 to 3. Like, what are we doing? Sometimes you check in at like 9 o'clock. You're checking out. You've been in the hotel for 2 fucking hours.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I like a noon checkout.
Oh.
I always ask for early check-in, and I always ask for late checkout.
Yeah.
Push it. Doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
They want to throw 50 on there? Throw 50 on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
To get an extra couple hours, get my head on straight, wake up, take a nice hot shower.
You doing
shower.
An early check-in when you get to Hawaii?
God, what are you, out of your fucking mind? Have the plane drop me off there. You nuts.
I'll see you guys later.
Hey, Cap,
we're over the drop point.
I want to catch the Continental. Do me a favor.
Fucking DB Cooper your way out of that thing.
Swing by the east side of the island, will you? Oh, yeah, I'm already fucking plotting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, faking your death so you don't got to pay the bill?
Hey,
I got the sunglasses on. I want to speak to the captain.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, son. Getting in as early as I can, and they're going to drag me out of there. I'll have to cut that wristband off my hand.
Yeah.
So I'll sneak back in, grab a muffin.
This one's in the same vein. And we've talked about this before, but this has a new spin to it, which, all right, this is from James the Drunken Pierogi Stolarski. Do you put toiletries, soap, shampoo that you've taken from hotels out for guests that you're having overnight? Which is a very classy thing.
You've never used them, right? You didn't take a squirt out
no,
of a lotion.
No, you have them if people are coming. Because we just had guests.
You only have one bathroom.
I know, but if you go there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I use a bar of soap. I'm not going to be like, hey, buddy, use this.
Is that what they used?
No, I went out and bought them. I bought body wash and shampoo.
Oh, look at you.
So they have their own thing.
Okay.
But I'm saying if you have the individual things of like, oh, here you guys go. This is perfect. Everything's unused. It's all perfect.
I can see that.
You don't have to go make any purchases. That's fantastic.
I can see that.
But that shampoo and conditioner from the hotel always sucks. I would much rather use the good shit you got on the shelf.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. They've come a long way in the...
Where we shack you up on the road, yeah.
Yeah, well, you stay at the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah.
Especially when you get lippy.
I don't touch anything. I don't have my fingerprints on that shit.
Yeah. You're over at the Murder Tell. The place they set us up in Philly, they had Long Cone.
Yeah.
Was the stuff.
Long Cone?
What is it called? L apostrophe CC.
Lockcomb.
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know.
Comb.
It sounded like long. I thought long comb. I didn't know what you were talking. I thought you meant a big brush.
It was
know.
Nice. I was looking for that this morning in my shaving kit. Get my lotion on.
Because
it's chap season.
I started taking it for when. I just have a couple of them for when we go to Airbnbs. Because a lot of times you go to an Airbnb. We don't really stay at Airbnbs anymore.
I like it just having them little Johns in there.
Yeah,
the
but
soap.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with it. I'm saying so. I got them for when we go to Airbnbs. Of like, okay, I have fresh.
And
fucking,
then you can throw it the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's like here. It's one or two uses for like the night or two that you're there.
Yeah,
you're out the fucking door. It's fantastic for that. Using it at the house is a bad look, though. I feel.
Maybe.
But that's a very nice. If you go over to someone's house and go, oh, here's brand new soap, shampoo, lotion. That's classy.
But they'll know it's from a hotel.
Yeah, whatever. But it's your gut. But also, if that person doesn't have anything or if they've been traveling and they have, like, I mean, what are you going to use if you go stay at someone's house? You're going to.
I'm gross, but I like using. I like going in and using their stuff.
Yeah, like if you were coming over, I would give you your. I would, first of all, I'd take my stuff out of the out of the bathroom.
Why you got body wash in the fridge?
Yeah. yeah, I would hide it under the bed. I would keep it away from you.
I love using other people's stuff.
No.
Especially if you're at a lady's place. That's the best.
Does that happen to you a lot?
No, not now. It did for a little while. But now I got to shower at my place.
Yeah, which I don't think you do that frequently. Yeah, but I think that is a classy touch. If you're it's having nice. Guests over, because you just got it makes it a little more nice for that's what I'm saying. It's
sure.
A little more thought out of like, oh, here's this. Yeah, use your stuff if you want to use their stuff. But it's like, we've thought about that. We've gone the extra mile. To
my mom was always
nice.
Good with that. When somebody came to visit, it was nice. The house was spotless.
Yeah.
Put out fresh towels for them. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Good yeah. time. Menu was going to be nice next couple of days.
Is it a la carte? What are we talking about?
Couple casseroles, a shepherd's pie. Maybe some cutties like that.
Kid Cudi. All right, let's see. This one's from Alan. Ever seen your parent discipline someone else's kid? Ever been disciplined by someone else's parent? I was just talking about this not too long ago because...
About making you feel weird.
Dude, it happened like I was... So it happened with my... We were at my sister's house and the neighbors came over. Her, the neighbor's kids came over to play with my... my niece and nephew.
Okay.
And they're older. Like, he might have been 6 or 7 at the time.
Okay.
7, let's call it. And they might have been, like, it was, like, probably pre-junior high. Like, they weren't, like, you know, but it was, like, in the neighborhood, so it's, like, a Tuesday night, we're going to hang out, we're going to play football with the kid across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, probably 12, 13.
The neighbor's kid.
The neighbor's kid. All so right. They were older. The one kid was driving, so
his kids were there.
So they were over and they were in the backyard on the trampoline, and they were both kind of teaming up on my nephew.
Okay.
Right? Of like, I think they were throwing the ball at, like they were playing a game, but they were just like, it ended up with them picking on him. But also we come from like a bit of a tough love family. It's like, you gotta deal with that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. Fucking get up and hit him or something.
Knock that pussy out.
Yeah, do something, buddy. Let's fucking start throwing hands over here. What are we doing? So, and then my mom, the one kid hit him in the face with the ball. And we saw it out the window. We're like, oh. But it's also like, all right, now you got to react to that a little bit. You know what I mean? Also, it's not right for them to be doing that. But my mom runs
Niecy
out.
Didn't like
oh,
that.
Denise.
That's different, though. That's her grandchild. She,
you get out of here, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, right out the backyard. She was like the bouncer.
Threw
dude.
Him out.
Oh, gripped
not
him
like,
up.
Like, kids, knock that off. Don't do that. He's younger than you.
Yeah, well, get your hands off. Dude, me and my brother were inside with our fucking hands in our faces. Like, God damn, this broad's cuckoo. She went out like she was just screaming at these people.
She knocks them out like stepbrothers.
Yeah, it was a fucking scene.
I thought you meant more when you were a kid, if your friend's dad would yell at you or yell at him was even worse.
How you just had to sit there like a fucking jerk off.
One time we snuck. Remember the kid that we saw at the Dallas game? Remember the kid I ran to? I grew up with at the Dallas game.
Vaguely.
Anyway, we one time climbed up on his garage and his dad came home. All right. And we knew his dad. His dad was like a coach, whatever, but always really nice. That was the thing with those dads in the 80s and 90s. They were nice as shit. But then when you fucked up that switch.
Yeah. Their whole week came out on you.
Dude, they.
It was their boss, their nagging ass wife. You were getting it. You were getting fucking
And
God.
You deserved it.
Sure.
And dude, it was usually once or twice. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
all
yeah,
you
yeah.
needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like my niece and nephew or anybody's scared of me at all. But fucking these guys, it was like fucking once. Never again.
Yeah,
think about it to this day, it like post-traumatic stress from it. But we were up on the roof, man, and he fucking came home. Get down here right now.
Yeah. And you always want to be like, yo, it was his idea, jerk off. It was your boy. Like, I didn't want, like.
No, he didn't yell at me. He fucking screamed at his kid.
I know, but and when I'm sitting there, I'm going, we're doing the same thing. You're yelling at him. You're also vicariously yelling at me.
Of course, yes.
But I want to be like, it was his fault. Like, don't think I'm the bad guy here. Like, this fucking idiot brought me up here. It's not like I pulled out the scaffolding and, like, got up on the roof.
Yeah, well, let me talk to you real quick. I'm actually working undercover.
I've been taking notes. I'll send you the report.
I knew you was coming home. That's why I got him up there.
This whole thing's a setup.
You start yelling at your friend?
Yeah. I'm 38 years old. You didn't recognize me.
His grades aren't that great either, Mr. Bright.
Look, buddy, you're going to have to hit me. Make it look real.
Yeah. I remember that happened to me one time. I was at my boy Vinny with the Skinny's house. And we were young. And we took his dad's hat, like a tool, like it was like his hammer, and we were like fucking around in the woods or something, and I hit it on...
Hammer in the woods is no good. Nothing good has ever come from that.
No.
You're not building a homeless shelter out there.
No, it was, yeah. And I hit it on something, and it snapped in half. Like, it was like a smaller one, it wasn't like a fucking sledgehammer, and I hit it on like a piece of rock or something, and it snapped in half.
Was this a good hammer?
I remember him yelling at me, and I wanted to be like, bro, it's fucking $8. I'll fucking.
Who are you, Pauly Shore? I would have slapped the shit out of you.
But I remember being like,
bruh, what's that, man?
No, I was just wanting to be like, he was losing it on me because his fucking life sucked.
It was probably sentimental to him.
No, it was like a fight.
Could have been his first hammer.
It was from like Heckinger's. It wasn't like this fucking old timey thing.
Buddy, chill out. It's me, the Kip.
It's the Kippy.
Don't blow a stack, buddy. It's just a hammer, brah.
But I'm like, dude, you're yelling at a fucking...
I would have knocked you out. I would have ran you over with a lawnmower. Fucking... What'd you say?
But I'm like, dude, it's a fucking hammer, bro. Like, I'll call my dad. I got him on the house. I'll replace it. Like, what are you? I'm 8 years old, and you're screaming at me like I crashed your car. Like, what the fuck? It's a goddamn hammer.
Does this mean the yoo-hoos aren't coming?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, get off my fucking case. God damn. You act like I looked you in the eyes while I did it. Like, it was a fucking accident. And he fucking screamed at me. I had another kid, a kid on my block. My Uncle Mike was over.
Hold on. Parents got weird. Like, I understand your mom getting like that because parents get weird about that stuff. And, like, there's a very thin line. Yelling at somebody else's kid is real. Nowadays is real dicey.
Sure. Sure.
Parent got to be in a real good. You guys got to be synced up.
Well, my mom. Because,
like, if it was me and it was, like, somebody. Like if I had a kid. And I wasn't there, and he was doing something wrong. And you're like, yo, knock that the fuck off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be, you listen to your Uncle Kevin.
Yeah.
And we take turns working him over.
I have that because our family's so big to where, like, I can yell at anybody, regardless if I'm right or wrong. It's, what did Uncle Kevin say?
Love that.
And it's not like, hey, but, we're used to allowed to do this or something, and it's like, regardless of what you typically do, if you typically play ball in the house or whatever, and I'm like, hey, guys, take it. Not that I do this, but if I'm like, yo, guys, take it outside, and they'd be like, no, our mom lets us play.
Small town bartender? Take it outside.
Hey, mind your P's and Q's, boys. And I'm like, hey, guys, go outside. And they're like, oh, we typically play here. First, the dad or someone will step in and go, do not talk back to Uncle Kevin. And also listen to him. Like that's an adult. You have
these little punks.
And anybody can get God at any time.
That's too much power.
First of all, I don't care. I'm the one.
You trust the family system.
I'm playing steady QB in the family room.
I'll tell you what happens is kids that doesn't happen to, they grow up to be fucking bozos. You gotta listen to the adults. That was the biggest thing. If an adult told you something, you did it.
Yeah.
That's how most of us got hemmed up, but
yeah, sure.
That's how they got us.
But my uncle, the one time he came up, and now I'm looking, he was probably younger than me at the time. He was probably in his 20s. This was probably in his 30s. It was 20 something years ago. He came up to our house. He was staying with us for like the night or something. like visiting my parents or my mom, and there was a kid on the block, Ryan, badass kid.
That's great.
Badass kid, like just not like
badass,
not like cool, okay. Just like rude,
rotten kid.
Bad seed. Bad seed.
That's a kid whose uncles aren't allowed to yell at him.
Sure, and he said he told
or tell him what to do.
He
or
told my uncle to
teach them things, whatever.
Fuck off or whatever.
What?
Something he cursed.
And on the couch, uncle with nothing to lose.
It was a real Toby vibes, if you catch my drift. Oh, real long hair bozo. Man.
Yeah, this kid rules.
Yeah. And he said something like, go fuck yourself, or this fucking stinks, or that's not fucking fair, or something. He was like 7, and I was younger. I was like 5. I remember my uncle grabbed him, was like, yep, get out of here. Just like fucking kick rocks, kid, game over, go home. I don't care who you are, you're not staying here.
I don't like to get the kicking them out. You try to teach them. Nah, you don't want to act
also,
like that.
Also, why the fuck does my uncle care what some guy on my block's doing? He's just going, dude, I'm leaving at noon. Get out of here. I don't want to fucking deal with you. It's not his.
Okay.
Dude, if a 7-year-old's telling a grown man to go fuck himself, there's no work my uncle's going to do in 3 minutes to cure that kid.
I got you. Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't even know how
I remember not being yelled at, but I remember like another adult like tried to like, they were going to the beach, but my parents weren't going to the beach. And he's like, I got him. Come on, it's okay. He can come to get us. My mom was real sketchy about that shit when we were kids. That's where I get my fear from.
What do you mean your fear?
Don't go in the ocean. Don't get kidnapped. Don't do, you know what I mean? All that stuff. Patty's got the spider sense for that.
Yeah, it's fucking called repressed Catholic guilt. That's what that's called. You think there's some evil spirit going to come down and strike you at any
minute. That's how we like it. And I love you, Patty. But no, and they were like, no, it's fine. Mom's like, no, you're not taking my kids to the beach when I'm not there. Made it real awkward.
Oh, real cool cat.
We're standing there with our boogie boards and our hands like, all right. But I see where she
what
was
What if
coming
the cicadas
from.
Come? What are you going to do then?
I see where she was coming from. You know, because sometimes the parents overstep. Especially, it's probably a minefield now, to be honest with you. Having kids now and dealing with that shit.
Like
if a coach yells at a kid, the parents will be calling up like,
yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah.
No good.
Hey, but you know, you gotta learn.
That's why I could never go back and take the mantle up.
What?
Coaching.
One, you don't have any kids. That'd be fucking weird if you just showed up and was like, hey, I'm gonna wear the same shirt every day all season and yell at your kids. Okay? Nobody would want you around.
First fundraisers tomorrow night.
Yeah.
$100 plate dinner.
And listen, you want to play? It's one candy bar per game. You got to give me. You got to pay up. Pay your dues, kids.
You pack 2 lunches. Yeah. 2 lunches.
We talked about
that peanut butter and honey shit either.
We're talking about Black Buffalo, baby. Black Buffalo is a high-quality tobacco alternative. If you're 21 and over and you dip or chew tobacco, pouches are long cut, you have to try this tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, including the pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stems. Best part about it, born in the USA, baby. Born in the Midwest, raised in the South, Black Buffalo proudly manufactures the product in the United States of America. They sent us some. As you know, I'm a Bernie man, but I gave this stuff a whirl. It's top notch, you know. So if you are one of the 10 million people who are 21 and over and dip tobacco, you dip tobacco, consider making the switch to Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. Head to blackbuffalo.com. Use promo code GARBAGE at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you'll find out there, but you have to use our code GARBAGE for 25% off your order. One last time, that's promo code GARBAGE for 25% off your order. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Dadgrass, baby. We're talking dadgrass. As you get older, have you ever been just too high? That's what dadgrass is here to prevent. We've all been there. With today's weed, sometimes it's a dangerous game. You're rolling the dice. Dadgrass is reviving the pleasure of the casual smoke so you can chill out without the stress. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints that are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping your head clear. You can chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. Just take the edge off a little bit. As you guys know, we're big CBD guys. They send them to us. Foley, the big man, can't get enough of this stuff. So whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/garbage. Go to dadgrass.com/garbage for 20% off your first order. One more time, write it down, tell a friend, whatever you got to do. That's dadgrass.com/garbage. Now back to the show.
That's a thing for you. You could go back and, like, coach.
But you have to be a teacher, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about
it. Or graduated high school.
I don't know anything about the sports that I played, but where I would be able to be in the know of that.
It's teaching all the kids your fucking psychotic fears that you have. Never look a dog in the eye. He's going to steal your soul. You fucking wacko. Listen, if you have a bad thought, hop on your left foot 8 times in a row. It'll cancel it out. I didn't call your mom and tell you you love her.
Bad news is I don't know anything about water polo.
Nor can I swim. Now get in there, boys.
We're down 12. There's 2 minutes left, I think.
Somebody say a prayer.
What do you guys think we should do?
Who here knows the rosary?
Showing up to the game on the wrong days. I thought it was Tuesday. Fuck. God. I thought we were doing a Patreon game. God damn.
Home run of a question.
Home run, home run, home run.
That's
home
what
run.
It's all about.
That's what it's all about. This one, we've talked a lot about the trash can, trash bags, that whole 9 yards. We've never thought about this. Did your family take the trash? This is from Scott. I apologize. Did your family take the trash bag out of the can and leave it on the floor in order to fill it max capacity?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you just let it sit there and then you can continue to stuff more stuff.
Of course.
There. Yeah, that's a real
If you were cleaning up from dinner and it was full, you know, take it out and get all this shit out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then take the trash out.
Yeah. This seems more of like, I don't feel like taking it out, so I'm just going to place it next to here. Is that something?
I've done that.
What was that? Did you hear that?
Foley.
I did. It was my phone. Oh.
God damn it. You're going to ruin the
episode. I'm one for 6 million. You two fucking chirping back and forth.
Yeah, we have to communicate. He's the producer of the show.
Hand signals.
How do you guys feel about the extra empty bag in the bottom of the trash can?
Love it.
That's
trash?
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, my mom does that.
That's like janitor stuff. That's what. Yeah, that's great.
I didn't know your mom worked at the airport. Yeah, that's genius.
That's really good. Yeah, big fan of that. You don't like it?
No, I love it. Every time I remember to do it, I'm like, yo, shout out past me.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about this growing up? Stumble across somebody's house who had a trash compactor.
Yeah, my aunt's got one.
They never worked.
Oh, no, my aunt's always has one.
Really?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Compress it down, and then where's the bag go?
What do you mean?
Does the bag come up with it? Is it in a bag?
Yeah, there's like a special bag. You can't just use like a fucking hefty bag.
Oh.
You got a compactor bag, so like it goes around the thing and stays there, and then it just pushes the trash down. And then when you're done, you just like a trash.
I never trusted them.
Are they going to steal your wallet? What do you mean you never trusted them?
I don't know. Never thought they worked. But they were cool for a second when you saw them.
Yeah.
That and if somebody had the water thing.
What
water thing? Attached to the faucet.
The filter, the big egg-looking thing?
Yeah.
By Moan or whatever?
Whatever.
That thing. Ooh. Yeah. I didn't really trust that, though. I was like, this thing is dirty. Now I get to not trust in it. There was always, like, pasta sauce on it or something. It was never, like, a straight shooter.
Yeah. Nobody was changing the fucking filters on those things either.
No. And I think the only people, we never had it.
More black mold, please.
It was also one of those things where I'm like, why don't you trust the water? What's going on around here that you don't trust the sink? You know what I mean? Like, I don't trust this thing. It was always in wonky houses. None of, like, my good friends had one. It was always like you go over some kid's house who was, like, you know, good at skateboarding or something, and his dad was gone for a while.
Yeah. And they had one of, like, toothpaste.
Yeah, and you're like, weird. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
I'll take a Gatorade, buddy.
Yeah, what do you got in a can?
Yeah, you got something hermetically sealed.
What's the draft situation here?
That's a great one. This is just funny. This is from Jay, our boy Jay from Rhode Island, the kid that was...
love you, buddy.
Yeah. He's on Twitter a bunch.
Love him.
He had the fantastic question about smoking cigs or taking the cigs out of the trash. It just says, you ever wear a G-Unit style wife beater or a shirt? Do you know the G-Unit? Do you know them? This might be too deep of a cut.
Are you talking about just like a tall tee?
No, it's specifically the wife beater. I'll pull one up. I had a feeling you weren't going to get it. It's one of these. These are a bad look. They're like kind of like European cut. Like those wife beaters with the big,
like
just type
DMX?
In G, yeah, like G unit wife beater.
No,
it's cut like a bulletproof vest.
Yes, it's very like tactical. You see, there was a
you gotta have some pecs to pull,
dude,
that.
Oh yeah,
it's like a sports bra on top.
Yeah, those are. It's typically not great guys wearing those. I had a couple of buddies try to wear them in like college when they dropped. And you're like, dude, you do not fill that thing out.
No, those things are scary.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Wife beaters all around, I never do. Never did. Once for like, I had like two or three of them, and I looked like a sausage.
Yeah, I tried to do it. Can't do it.
All right, let's see here. This is from TJ. Have you ever shown up to work in a walking boot or on crutches? The walking boots are big now. Remember we saw the fucking...
I feel like every week I see at least one attractive girl wearing a boot. I know that sounds weird or whatever
that
is. No,
I agree. Yeah, no.
It's always a young, pretty girl wearing a walking boot.
Yeah. We saw them in Austin. Remember there was a fucking... It was like the mutants at Table 9. It was a... bachelorette party, and there was like one girl with a cane, another girl in a walking boot, the one girl was in a sling. You're like, what? They're like, hey, are any of you named Tim? And you're like, get out of here.
That was in Austin?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
We also saw the chick in Houston because they got the scooter now with the boot.
That's a tough look, where the knee scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that one chick at the Cowboys game was cooking down the...
Oh, yeah. She was riding like it was the fucking Pinewood Derby. That broad was in.
Got a Cub Scouts pay for this?
Yeah. That thing was, she was really going. It was like Lewis Hamilton.
She was giggling, too. You could tell She was like, this has sucked until right now.
Yeah, that means you got good insurance, though. You get those things while you're healing.
So much. I like looking. I'm like, oh, my God, are you okay? They're like, yeah, I rolled my ankle drunk or whatever. You know what I mean? It makes it seem way more permanent or like way more serious than, you know, I, you know, tore a ligament in my ankle or whatever.
Yeah.
But the boots...
I would just never.
The boots look trashy. And I get they go, yeah, you don't need crutches anymore. And I think crutches actually end up causing. There's a thing where like crutches cause more issues or something.
I could never do crutches.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's like riding the bike with the no hands, riding the 10 speed with no hands. I could never do it. I could never walk on crutches. I always thought it was cool. People were cool that could walk on crutches.
You always wanted something back. And you're like,
I would
crutches.
Like almost fall over. I would like be up and like almost fall back.
I cannot even start to wrap my head around that at all. What didn't you?
I would put them both down and I would go up and my feet would be off the ground.
Yeah, that's the point.
No, you're supposed to be one.
No, you don't.
I didn't know how to use them. Dude, I never learned how to use crutches, all right?
The fact that you did this. Oh, my God.
Cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
You're going one at a time.
I could never get it.
Yeah. Well. Man, you are something else. But I think the boots, The boots are just sloppy. I'd rather see you on crutches because I go, oh, that's...
Whenever I see one of them, I assume you got drunk at a bar and fell over. That's what I assume when I see a chick wearing those.
Yeah, but it's even anybody. But they're like big and you're like...
I never see dudes wearing them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get out more. Hit the saunas or something. Check out the steam rooms.
See what the boys are up to. I don't hate it.
All right, this one's from Ruben Musak. Never had a question read. This, I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Ever gone to an open house just so you could walk through your neighbor's house?
No, but we've talked about just going to open houses with no intention on buying.
Sure, but your neighbor's house is, that's another level.
That's very interesting.
I never thought of
that. My mom's big on that. My mom goes to multiple open houses in our neighborhood just to see, like, how the people lived or what the place looks like. Yeah, she loves that stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, they had the bedroom downstairs.
I feel like buying.
And you'll hear about it for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh,
I went over to the Johnsons.
Yeah.
You'll never guess what they did. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think, because we rent, obviously, and like most apartments tend to be a little more, I feel like apartments are a little more sterile.
We were talking about this yesterday. I take, when someone opens the door, I take a peek.
Yeah.
I want to see what they got.
But my main thing is, like, I don't know if a house can ever really shake its smell. Like, if a family was living there, like, if we moved out of my mom's house, every house has a smell, you know what I mean? Like, your house is always going to, for the next 20 years.
If you redid it.
I mean, you have to redo every, we're talking all the carpets. That's in the walls. That's.
There's no carpet in our house.
Yikes. Who are you, Dexter? What the fuck?
It's all hardwood, baby. All
right, that's a little, whatever. But I'm just saying, it's like, that's in that wood, dude. That's years of Foley farts and, you know, just the Bernies, the
fried
cooking.
Fried green tomatoes, cutlets.
Yeah, it's all, that's what I'm saying. That's just in there.
Irish spaghetti.
Where I feel like an apartment's like a little more
sure
come and go. It's like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
But if you're living in a house for 25, all that, everything.
Apartment's smaller, too. When we get in there, you know, they clean it. We blast it out.
What?
I like to reestablish my scent in there. When you first move into a place.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go around.
Rubbing your ass on shit like a cat.
Absolutely. Yeah. First thing I do, take a dump right in the kitchen.
Burn a cheesesteak?
Now we're home.
Baby, get out of here for a couple hours. I got to make this place ours.
Yeah.
Mark our
That's
turf.
Always, I always worried about that of like, I would, a house I buy would have to pass the smell, like.
Oh, of course, smell's important. Yeah, of course. You're not going
to
waste.
It's my ploy to get you to shower more. Smell is very important.
You're not buying, you're not fucking paying a mortgage every month. The place smells like soup.
I know. No. I'm just saying. But that's what I'm saying. You walk into your dream house and you're like, ooh, it's got a tinge of hoarder in it or something.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. A little bit of, this is real goulashy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
I that's what I'm saying.
Real cabbage vibe.
And it's just not even like, you know, take like any of my boys' house, like any of my friends' houses growing up.
They had a distinct smell.
Oh, just not
of
bad.
Of course. No. Yes.
But I'm
no.
saying if I walked into.
Good. Usually they were, you knew you were walking into the O'Briens.
Yeah, but that's conditioned. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You're conditioned to go, oh, I'm here to have a good time. It's friends. It's family. It's chicken cutlets. You're conditioned to be like, this smell is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm just saying, like, if I walked into.
I had that with my boy Paul. His mom kept a tight house, and it was always remodeled and light and airy and good light, fresh. And I don't know. I've always wanted to ask him, but she used some kind of detergent where, like, they all smelled like that. And they were like, you know, they were very attractive family, young family. They were very cool. So I used to love that. But walking in any time I ever smell that, it instantly takes me there.
Yeah. You're a weird guy, you know?
What the
fuck? I never heard someone go, I just
we're
love
in the
way
of
that.
Sharing
I
here.
Love how that family smelled. It just, it was a glimpse into like how your brain works for me.
It's exactly what you're talking about. Like when you walk into a house, you recognize the smell. That's all. Trash. Like I was watching them shower or anything like that.
No, never. No, I'm just saying.
It was a good vibe in there. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying how you connect
things
to your past specifically.
Sure.
Of that, like, well, I understand what you're saying. Like, when I walk into the Stutzky's place, I'm like, this is a Stutzky's house. We're going to have fucking Aldo's pizza and a couple of pops and, you know, whatever. That's great. I have that feeling as well. But I'm just saying to, like, I would, you know, I don't know, just see. you in the moment of like,
you
really
did,
be-
you did reminisce about getting yelled at by someone else's dad and be like, yeah, that's how it was back then. It was different. Gave me PTSD in the same breath.
Yeah. You're a little cuckoo bananas.
Well, my nostalgia is triggered by my sense of smell.
Yeah. And then what I'm trying to say is you're very nostalgic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was the main thing of like.
I liked the way it was.
And then sometimes you go like, I just.
Regular
really-
Joe could walk down the street.
I really like how the Thompson schmilled back there. That's what, like, even that's nostalgic for you is what I'm trying to say. I've never been like, oh, the Stutzkies. Love them. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if it was Tide or what.
Well,
but
that's what I'm saying.
Really
like, I've been
good.
Like, oh, I love the and times
like,
I've had.
And like a crisp linen smell.
That's what I'm saying. I've loved the fresh. Times I've had, the laughs I've had. You go to,
I enjoyed that
you
too.
Go to the detergent smell of the family. No human interaction. Just, I really like the lemon scent pledge she chose.
Ooh, love a lemon scent pledge.
Love those commercials.
My mom was,
day.
Oh, I love cleaning product commercials, especially when you're home and you're sick.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. My mom used to use Pine Sol. Loved it.
In the 80s and everybody used Pine Sol.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the Rileys.
Not the Rileys. That was, all right, let's see here. Let's do a couple more.
And go.
Let's see. We've talked about this, I think, but this is their first question. Probably talked about it a long time ago. Do you or anyone you know have the back seat or seats of an old car on the floor of your garage as furniture to chill on? We had the back of my stepdad's Suburban, and I thought
just
it was
just the seat that you took out.
Yeah.
But you could put it back in. He stole the car.
Yeah. And I just so wanted it in my room so bad.
Oh.
To be like, everybody come on. Kippy's got car seats. It reminded me of the Seinfeld.
You're sitting there with the seatbelt on.
I'm in a booster seat. It reminded me of fucking Seinfeld because he had the back of the.
Kramer.
Yeah. Kramer had the back of like the DeVille or whatever.
Never got a full look at Kramer's apartment.
No.
Pretty sweet though.
Yeah. Did you see they recently came out and said like they did like the schematics of Jerry's and it could never exist.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Because it would be in the kitchen would be in the hallway or something.
Yeah.
Like it just never worked. It's pretty devastating. I'm never going to get over it.
Jerry,
I love you. I thought that would go a little further. I just have to get cleaned up. Jesus.
Got sidetracked by Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All right, now.
All right, well, I have to pull one more. I mean, we've ran through like 20 fucking questions.
We're back.
One sec. We're going to have to edit this out.
Cutting all this out.
Well, let's just do one more and we'll wrap it up.
All right, let's do one more and wrap it up.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get it first.
I was just doing it for a clean take. All right, let's do one more and wrap it up.
All right. All right, this one's from Alan Shields. Have not had one read yet. This is bonkos. Have you ever had a family birthday party in a mall food court? This would include decorating the table and possibly bringing a cake. Singing of happy birthday is included in this celebration.
Oh, my God.
That's
sad.
Yeah, what are you getting too?
I would give.
What are you getting? You're getting Chick-fil-A, lo mein, and a burrito. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good then. I'll give you that. Everybody gets. That's a la carte.
That's not a bad idea. Can you set that up though?
No, everybody had to be standing in line. Someone had to be watching the table.
Yeah, I wonder if you could set that up with the mall. That's actually not a bad idea, but that's pretty sad.
You can't set that up. Dude, you can't. The mall food court is lawless. That's international waters. No one's overseeing that.
I would give them everything I got at the mall if I walked by and saw that. Here you go.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a bad look. But.
Egg roll with a candle in it?
the thing that's the worst.
Sipping on an Orange Julius? That's a tough look. That's a tough look. Nobody cleans those tables either.
Oh, man. I just smell the Oxford Valley Mall. I'd get some Sbarro's for sure, which, by the way, ain't a bad slice.
You can't have a birthday party where the chairs are bolted down.
It's true.
Where's your mall?
Yeah, I didn't get that. That's like cell block D.
Yeah, what do you go to, Rikers? Chairs aren't bolted down. Not at the Plymouth meeting while I was just there.
But the thing that makes it the worst is... the decorating. If everybody was like, yo, I think it'll be fun and kitschy if we all go get our own thing and we sit there and have fun. Like, as a teenager, you'd be like, oh, let's all go do this. This will be fun and kitschy, whatever.
Why the food court?
Maybe because there's like an arcade. You hit the arcade, laser tag, go see a movie.
You would do that in the arcade. There would be a Dave and Buster's in there that can supply
like something
you
of like
with the proper private room to conduct a birthday party.
Even a lot of them would have like the private room of like for the birthday party.
I feel like the kid would know that too. Like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, he knows it. He's sitting next to a fucking businessman eating fucking fried rice.
He's watching a kid walk out of a Toys R Us with better gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Look at all the families that love their kids.
What'd you get for your birthday? 20 minutes in the massage chair.
Yeah.
I got to walk around Brookstone for a couple of minutes. Smell the remote control cars.
I got that raccoon tail in the bag of chips.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Gang, listen, we love you. Thank you for all the love, all the support. Kippy, what do you got for them?
Guys,
got some tickies coming up. You got Hartford, you got Albany.
Hartford, Albany, Syracuse. Nice. Grab some fucking merch. I'm at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. Also follow the AYG pages at RU Garbage on Twitter and Instagram.
We love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.